getting appraisals done, that's up to y'all, and who will actually go negotiate.
I've already made contact with potential appraisers and acquisitions people, after a conversation I had with Thomas on how it was handled out on the Collin Grove.
And when do we need to have that hire in place? When do we need to begin? When do we need to have the right-of-way bought by? What are those?
Currently, this is scheduled to be let in August of 2013, a little less than a year from now. Preferably, we'd like to have all the right-of-way acquired and all the utilities, if there's any utility adjustments done, approximately 3 to 4 months before we actually let it. Now, there's some we've taken it right up to the wire, but the contractor cannot move out there until we have, you know, got all the right-of-way and the utilities.
We are technically not released. We have to go through our office in Austin to get a release, and that means we have to have environmental clearance, and we have to have the right-of-way map approved. All of that's been sent in. The environmental is approved and complete. The right-of-way map is down there being reviewed at this moment. I expect within the next few days that we'll have a release, and that means you can go to work actually making offers, doing whatever you need to. If you want to go ahead and line up your appraiser, just don't get them under contract yet.
That's fine.
You can do a lot of preliminary work, start visiting with people, you know, but don't spend any money until we let you know it's released.
Understood.
You'll call the judge or one of them?
I sure will. Whose precinct is this?
It's mine.
Sure. Okay.
On the west side, it's Phillips on the east.
I'm on
the east side. I'm on the school side.
Okay.
See anything here surprises you?
I've got a copy of that at the bar.
You got a copy of it? They hadn't sent me mine yet.
Well, I'll leave this one with you.
For today, I have brought two copies of the actual right-of-way map. And this shows the actual acreage of each parcel of land.
Okay, good.
There we go. Down here, it has the station number of where each parcel is located. It has the owner's name. It shows the amount to be acquired, and it gives any remaining property they have left. It has the acreage for all that. And I'm leaving both of these maps with y'all because I know your appraiser will need them. Y'all may want to make more copies to pass out to everybody that needs them.
What does this mean right here, left and right?
Let's see, we're starting with parcel one, so we're driving this way. So parcel one is located right here, so it should have a right remainder. It just means on the right side of the road that there is a remainder. Sometime you'll have a track and you'll have a right and a left remainder. But in this case, it's just on the right.
Okay, all of this remains on the left, all of this remains on the right.
Mm-hmm. And let me skip over to Mr. Duncan's and here's his parcel right here. And it actually has a blow up of it right here. So you can see how much of the property, how much of the houses we're hitting.
Down his front porch and back of that.
Yeah, we're getting most of that totally in the front of this, which means we will, you know, you'll end up buying them both.
Those are both his?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is one, like a rent house or something? Or?
It was one of them's parents lived in it, I think. Or
is there somebody living in both of them now?
I don't think nobody's living in the little one.
It's my understanding he's already working toward plans to build a new house back on the remaining property.
Okay, that's on McKellar's.
Well,
It's just a blow up.
Just had to find a place to put the blow up. Each parcel should have, like a McKellar's parcel four, this shows his whole property here, and it shows the little.
How far is McKellar's house where his son lives to this line? It's not really a factor.
No, the only way they even draw the houses in is if they're within like 50 feet or so. If they're further than 50 feet, they don't even put them out.
Where is whose house?
I guess it's about that.
Joseph McKellar's house.
Where is it related to Jason's?
Jason's. Maybe Joseph's saying about it.
That house, Jason, it's believed the house there from 2006.
The Knox Brick House. Okay, they've made a change. Joseph may have built something somewhere else.
Just back off over here.
Well, you'd have to, it's a good ways from the intersection.
Yeah, it's not nowhere.
It's a good way.
It's probably a half a mile from the intersection. It's the text dot relocation.
Yes, we will.
As determined, who makes that valuation determination as to how much you would pay?
Well, one of our agents will come out and, like I say, visit at the same time you are making the offer.
That's not part of our negotiation.
No, you will actually buy the house and the property that exists. Our part is to make sure they get back into a decent house afterwards. And whatever additional money it takes to get there, that's what we come up with.
Gotcha.
And as far as moving the furniture and all that,
but you will be a part of the acquisition process each step, is that correct?
We will.
Yeah. I'm asking a question.
We'll be here to help.
That's it right there, I guess. Yeah.
Any questions?
And you're out of Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Well, my strategy is to have an appraiser that works for the county to go out and do an appraisal. And if the landowner wants to have an independent appraiser, he can do that. But to negotiate the cost of the acquisition based on those appraisals, and that's where, you know, I would need the input of TxDOT as to your experience in those kind of acquisitions.
Okay, and I can do that, and I'm not real familiar with the county purchases myself, but there's another guy that works in our Dallas office that I deal with a lot, and done this for years. So any questions you have, if I don't know, I can go to him and get answers on those.
Yeah. Well, I should be good to go in another 30, 45 days with the process.
Okay. I also brought a couple of these, purchase of right-of-way by counties and cities, just some general guidelines to follow that y'all may want to read through. This is a little bit thicker book, about the same thing about local public agencies buying property. Gives some of the guidelines and rules to follow along the way. And this is a printout, and we've highlighted websites and how to get through them by clicking each of these to get to the manuals, the TxDOT manuals, and our forms.
Y'all have your own acquisitions in-house, or do you have independent
We do both.
Firms?
We do.
Could you get me a list of acquisition firms in Longview, Tyler, Texas, Canada, in this area?
I can. There's not a lot of local ones. I believe that. Most of the ones that we deal with are larger firms located in Dallas, Houston, Austin, like that. I know there is one.
One that's appropriate for this size project.
There's one group in Longview that might do it. They do a lot of work for other counties and cities. And there is a larger group out of Dallas that we might consider it. And I'll get those addresses and names for contacts and give you some options on that.
Okay.
This is that other county road, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's the county road on my side.
Neshba has my phone number and that email address, and so does Dean.
Okay.
I don't have a card with me right now.
I can give you one of mine. You'll have my phone number there.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is county road.
That's a county road.
County road. That right there.
You're Philip Hinton.
I'm Don Boggs.
You're Don Boggs. Mr. Boggs, yeah. And part of this is in yours, or are you just going to be taking care of it? Okay. Go ahead and give me your phone number if you would.
903.
Got that brick wall.
563.
365.
That little neighborhood.
Alrighty.
Well, it's right, all the houses are right up here along this road. This only from here, which he'd be gaining. Gaining a good driveway.
Our 35 I'm talking about, this is 34.
Two, three.
I did put the shoulders on there.
It's probably several years down the road.
Well, I anticipate this, is I'm telling you. If we can get through, get this built, nobody gets killed, we've been very fortunate. I've been out there and traffic backed up all the way around that corner down there, went back all the way to the bridge.
When school started this year, there was mothers parked on the side of the road. Waiting to get in. I mean, you had, they had almost half of the lane blocked.
It was a bad situation. I'm just telling you, you've been fortunate to be yourself. This should have been done a long time ago. That's the reason we took initiative to go ahead and say full by.
Now, this has to be let due to the construction. It has to be let. I'm not exactly sure. My office was the designer when construction had actually started. Because generally, if it's let in August, you give two months to go to begin. And starting in November or December is not a real good time for higher.
How long do you anticipate them taking to build?
Probably 7 to 8 months. It shouldn't take very long, but we're trying to avoid. I can't get a whole lot of production. And at the same time. Trying to minimize disruption to school.
Best I do here, start soon, schools out, get everything, everything.
Have all that good stuff done.
And that's where I'm starting. Let it in August, kind of delay it.
Start out.
June or first of June or so.
I think once you get into warm weather, you can start.
Yeah.
But now that's March or April. I know schools going on, but everybody's got their routine.
Well, fortunately, we can sequence it so they do these lanes away from the school and get those built and keep traffic on the old road at the same time.
Right.
And then the school lets out, we can move the traffic over there and build those.
That's what, there's a problem there. Only one you got is the Dunkins.
Be the Dunkins, sir.
And we can do a temporary driveway so they can have daily access in that. This is what's going to speed this up, because you don't have to maintain access to property every 50 feet down the road.
Well, I just want to make sure that I don't want to get it. And that Norton Day, they want that whole floor to happen.
And I'll leave this with you in case you have need of it.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Tell Bob hello for me, it sure will. I'm going to be down there Thursday. My grandson playing down there in Atlanta, so.
Okay.
And I have a grandson playing Friday night.
Oh, do you? Enjoy your victories.
Doesn't sound like you got much confidence in them.
They didn't get off to a very good start this year.
Well, we got whipped pretty good Friday night.
Friday night was our first event.
They lined up.
Well, the sheriff's talking about running it by, since it's not a new guy, since they have a license deal, then hold some kind of question.
Wow.
Quick. Dang, and they were tracking us. They didn't do anything fancy, they just lied.
Y'all ready to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Well, I call fire.
Second.